Now we'll pay an unusual visit to Israel, a country that draws millions of tourists each year. They come for the religious and historic sites, the archaeology, and the beach resorts. But what about the chance to see Israeli combat training in action? Well, it turns out that this is a tourist idea of a good time. NPR's Emily Harris has this story from a private academy outside of Jerusalem.
A couple dozen businessmen from Philadelphia get off the bus at a shooting range tucked among Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank, south of Jerusalem.
When I shout body, what you guys are going to do is you're going to snap into the body position.
Before these visitors touch any weapons, instructor Steve Garr takes them through the basics, getting into position to shoot accurately.
You take your left foot out at a 45-degree angle.
Stopping quickly after running fast. And how to shout fire in Hebrew. This is Caliber 3, a private training facility for security forces that added tourist packages a couple of years ago. Sharon Gatt started the place.
My mission in life is to teach people, good people, and especially Jewish people, how to fight, how to protect themselves.
He says 15,000 tourists, mostly American, come here a year. The group of businessmen here for a couple of hours are on a 5-day whirlwind tour of Israel, arranged by the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia. Program director Pam Perlmutter set up the visit to this range.
Well, I think it gives them the perspective of a soldier who is showing them the fear and how important it is to be strong military to protect themselves.
Okay, now level the sights, put it on the bullseye.
When the tourists shoot, they aim at white paper targets. When the instructors do an anti-terrorism demo, they aim at a photograph of a man wearing a red and white checked keffiyeh, a traditional Arab headdress also seen as a Palestinian symbol. Down the hillside, Palestinian farmer Mahmoud Mershed prunes an apple tree. His land has been bordered by Israeli settlements for years now. He says he hears shooting from the range all the time, and it scares him. Ali Thawata, the administrator of the Palestinian village closest to the range, says he didn't realize the targets there include a photo of a man in a keffiyeh.
I'm surprised that they go to that level in order to symbolize what they want, to eradicate the Palestinian presence.
Okay, push up, push up, push up.
Back at Caliber 3, once the day's training is over, instructor Steve Garr asks the group from Philadelphia to help Israel fight terrorism.
You don't have to do it with guns. I want you guys to do it with your mouths.
He says he wants them to counter an image of Israeli soldiers that he sees portrayed outside of Israel.
They call IDF Israeli soldiers, they call us animals. They call us barbarians, they say that we love killing Palestinian children. You've met us. We don't do this because we love killing. I love this country. You got a right to be here, and you got a right to walk around and feel safe here.
Heading back to the bus, David Berkman says he came to this training with an image of Israeli soldiers as hardened, brazen, and a little callous.
Tough, well-trained, opinionated, and they are, but there's emotion, there's heart, there's soul.
This was Berkman's first trip to Israel. He wants to come back with his kids, ages 20, 18, and 11. And he says he would absolutely have them go through the kind of experience that he just did. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.